there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
Doug, the banquet is coming up on Saturday. There's so much to talk about.
The Colorado Right to Life banquet.
It is. And, you know, the Acorn videos, they've got nothing up on our speaker.
Now, those Acorn videos
Lila Rose,
they're pretty shocking. And well done, I must say.
They're fabulous.
Really nailed those guys.
And that O'Keefe.
James O'Keefe?
He is with Live Action.
Get
films.
Out. Really?
And he's the partner of Lila Rose. Remember a year ago, he went into Planned Parenthood and said, I want to donate, but I want my money to be designated to kill black
children. I do remember
children.
That. I remember
black
that.
Children, and they were perfectly happy to take his money. Remember that?
That was James O'Keefe.
He's Lila Rose's partner. She goes into Planned Parenthoods all over the country and gets undercover video of them breaking the law.
Wow.
Their ongoing criminal enterprise. And she's our speaker Saturday night.
She's
going to
be,
right
from what I
banquet.
Understand, she's not only is she going to speak, she's going to show some of the videos that
some
she
of
shot
the,
undercover.
Undercover videos.
Yeah. She's going to talk about some of the charges that have been brought against some of those clinics and clinic workers.
And she worked with James O'Keefe, who recently exposed Acorn.
Now, the Acorn thing has, I mean, it's gotten nonstop play on every conservative radio and TV show for the last 2 weeks. Nonstop coverage.
Yeah, and you know what? The conservatives in the media, so-called conservatives, they are, you know, they get all excited about fighting the Democrats and the liberals.
Yes, they do.
Now, Planned Parenthood is killing children.
Thousands of them every day.
Lila Rose, Live Action Films, they go after Planned Parenthood, the child killers. They go after child killers, and they're mostly ignored by the mainstream media, like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly.
I'm wondering to myself right now, Bob, because I have followed the Acorn videos.
Yeah.
I've followed them for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Why have I've never heard a connection made between James O'Keefe and Lila Rose in Live Action. I've just never.
Huh.
You would think that when they introduced him,
they'd say these are the people who go after Planned Parenthood.
But that seems to have been left out of the
equation. It's pretty frustrating. But anyway, the exciting thing is that it's the same group that's speaking at Colorado Right to Life's banquet Saturday night. But Doug, it is frustrating because when I come across a Christian, which happens 3 or 4 or 5 times a day, who says to me, you know, I fear for our country because that man in the White House, he is just so evil.
Right.
And I'm thinking, what, didn't Bush move out yet? I don't get it. I thought it comes across to me as so immature, spiritually immature, as though they're addicted. Their spiritual meat comes from the O'Reilly factor.
Oh, man.
And instead of the scriptures, it's Fox News.
Yeah.
They're into this with the hype of somebody who's addicted to a daytime soap opera, or they're just into the NFL.
Yeah, sports
and it's
addicts
the playoffs,
and
it's the Super Bowl.
And so it seems to me that so many conservatives and Christians, they prefer to fight a boogeyman who's safely off in the distance.
Right.
When they don't realize that there's a cultural war that's raging all around them, right in their own community.
Right. And the body of Christ, our Christian national ministries, the conservative groups, the Republican Party, they are a greater threat to our country than the Democrats and the liberals because we know about the wickedness of them. Isn't it?
Well, that's what
obvious?
That's something that's bothered me for about the last 3 or 4 months is I hear so many conservative hosts talking about how Obama fooled the American people.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how could – you mean they didn't understand that he was a stone Marxist child killer? I mean, it was obvious to everyone, wasn't it?
He even supported starving to death babies that survived their abortions.
And that was before the election that came out.
Nobody could
–
right. So, you know, if John McCain, if the wicked, child-killing, pro-homosexual, socialist John McCain had won the election,
Yeah.
All these Christians who are enraged into action, they'd all be in a lullaby, off to sleep.
Oh, sure.
Comforted by their child-killing Republican president.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
So yeah, now, McCain, you bring up McCain. Do you know that in the Irish language that the prefix Mick or Mac means son of?
Son of.
Like, I'm McBurney.
So he's the son of Cain.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's appropriate.
I knew that from the beginning. And
you're
I knew,
the son of Bernie.
I'm the son, well, son of the Bernie clan, the Bjorny clan, actually. But anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just that you brought up McCain.
Yeah, I appreciate
he
that.
He didn't have, we weren't fooled, at least you and I and our immediate circle of friends weren't fooled by either one of these characters.
So if somebody in the audience sees me and you want to come up and you want to point out how evil our country is.
Yeah.
Please don't talk about a liberal. Please don't talk about a Democrat.
We
isn't
know
that
evil.
Obvious?
It's redundant.
Isn't it obvious? It would be like somebody going to Jesus and saying, did you know that the Romans are evil? And he'd say, really? Would you like to speak tonight? We're going to the Mount.
Yeah.
I was going to do a sermon. Maybe
but
you could interrupt.
We need to hear from you. Yeah.
We need to know that the Romans are evil. It's just it's frustrating. And so the fact that the conservative media falls all over themselves, and it's good to expose Acorn.
Oh, yeah.
That's good because they're wicked.
They are wicked.
And they're nuts.
Okay.
But
let's just
when the
on.
Same organization,
yeah,
when James O'Keefe points out, when he goes into Planned Parenthood to show not only are they murderous, that they're racist, they're just so despicable at every level, they help rapists, they help those who commit incest by aborting the girl and sending her home with the man who raped her.
They get rid of the evidence and then send her home with the criminal.
Right. And so Lila Rose has evidence of that.
Wow. And she's going to show. This is going to be a powerful evening. We're at the price of admission. You know that you can sponsor a table of eight this year for only
$600. $600. And there's time. It's Saturday night.
Oh, absolutely.
6 o'clock.
Single plates, only $75 this year.
That's it?
Yeah. And that money, Colorado Right to Life doesn't have a massive paid staff. The money that comes in for the banquet, it
goes to
personhood efforts. It goes to pro-life outreaches. It goes to reaching out to women and providing them with information on crisis pregnancy centers. Real work on the ground.
Colorado Right to Life is currently allied with Personhood USA.
And American Right to Life.
American Right to Life. They are bringing to Colorado the Personhood Amendment 2010. They're fully engaged in a signature drive right now to get 100,000 signatures. It is going much better than it went last year.
Oh, yeah.
Much better because the group running it now has the experience of the previous petition drive and campaign.
Yep.
They have that experience, and they've learned from that experience. It's exciting to see what they've learned
and you know what,
how far ahead we are.
And we've learned that if you confront enough people with the question of when does life begin, some people who've avoided this issue, they just don't want to think about this issue because it's an uncomfortable issue.
Yeah.
If you confront enough people with this question, some of them will consider it. Some of them will repent. Some will even be led to the Lord.
Yeah.
So it's not just about winning at the ballot box. It's about getting out there among the grassroots educating people.
Speaking about things that are true.
And it takes money to get leadership out there to make this happen, and Colorado Right to Life needs your help.
Yeah, so Doug, let's do this. In 48 seconds, let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Mike in Pueblo.
Okay.
First, the phone number again for Colorado Right to Life's banquet on Saturday, and second, the telethon. How are we doing at Bob and Your Life?
All right, the Colorado Right to Life banquet, the number to call, 303-753-9394. If you can't attend, make a donation to help someone else attend.
In fact, let's get Lila Rose on the show tomorrow. Let's see. Could you see if we could do that? We'll try to get her on tomorrow to let people know, you know, how great live action films are and that she's coming out. So we'll try to do that.
That would be phenomenal.
And the BEL Telethon?
The BEL Telethon, let's see. We are at a grand total today.
The goal is $40,000.
And we had
the month.
Yeah, and we had a $1,500 match from Ralph yesterday.
We did.
Our audience made quick work of that.
Oh,
it's been matched.
Come on.
We stand now at $24,934.
$24,000. So, All right, I got
24,934. Who wants to be the person in the audience to put us over $25,000?
Over 25. So
that could be done with one phone call right now at
1-800. $65 would put us over.
Yeah, 1-800-836-9278. If you want to be personally responsible for putting us over $25,000, 1-800-836-9278.
Let's would get us really close to being on track.
We'd be close. We're still a little bit
behind.
We're
a little behind.
Yeah, we need to work a little harder.
$25,000 will encourage us and the audience.
Yes.
All right, so that's encouraging. 1-800-836-9278.
And by the way, you don't have to just make a donation. Go to KGOV.com. Check out the tremendous resource. In fact, I know for a fact that, Bob, you would rather have people order your teaching materials than just make a donation.
The Bible study albums we have.
The classic plot, TV
the
shows.
Debates, the debate with an atheist, Does God Exist? The DVDs on so many topics to educate people.
Right.
Doug, one homeschool family just told me that the two shows we aired last weekend in Denver, the TV show, he sat all his homeschool kids down to watch how to show the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the evidence and how to respond to those who say Jesus did not rise from the dead. It's a two-show series we did, 2 hours. And so we think we're going to put that on the store as another resource.
Absolutely. And what's that worth, being able to teach your children how to witness effectively?
Yeah, and he said 2 hours, the kids loved it. The kids loved it, and the parents.
That's awesome.
So we've been creating these resources for a long time. Let's go to the phones in Pueblo. Mike, you're on with Doug McBurney and Bob Enyart.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Thanks.
Hey, Mike.
I have a question. I've listened to you long enough to know that you are a supporter of Dr. Keyes.
Alan Keyes, yeah.
I mean, I like a lot of what the guy has to say, but the Center for National Policy, do you know what that is? It's called the CNP.
CNP, Council for National Policy, maybe? Is it the conservative Christian group that meets once a year or so?
Okay, but it's run by Reverend Sung Young Moon.
Oh, no, no.
And different, financed by it.
A different group. They own the Washington Times.
Now, Sung Young Moon owns the Washington Times, last I heard.
He might have
sold
it.
Unless Barack Obama bought it.
Times are tough. But go ahead, Mike.
Well, no, that's my question, because from what I've read, I've done a lot of research on the topic. Keyes is part of that organization, and again, and it's founded.
Okay, now the CNP.
All right. Sung Young Moon.
All right, now, that, you know, I don't.
Categorically, I would reject that on its face.
Okay,
but
so
I don't know.
Mike, you know, it's interesting you bring it up. I'd like to look into it. Now, the CNP, I've gone to the CNP meeting in Chicago, Doug, and I was invited. It's an invitation only for Christian policymakers, influential Christian leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And I went. And I had to run out in the middle of it because I was going to throw up on the people around me. Ralph Reed was speaking.
Oh, no.
That's Pat Robertson's son-in-law, founder of the Christian Coalition.
Yeah.
And Mike in Pueblo, you know, Pat Robertson has justified China's forced abortion program.
Pat Robertson?
I'm not calling in to justify what Pat does. Or
oh,
not.
No, I know. I know. I'm talking about the CMP, okay? And then we'll get to Sun Myung Moon.
Yeah.
So anyway.
All right. Well, then I would ask your listeners.
Mike, hold on. Hold on. We're getting there.
Wait.
We're not hanging up on you. So the CNP, liberal Christians who basically get together to figure out how to compromise on the gospel in order to promote partisan politics. It is just a nauseating group.
Okay, and Mike, is that the group to which you are referring?
Well, I'm referring to the one that Dobson's a part of it, the late Kennedy was a part of it.
Yeah, that's the CNP.
Yeah.
It is founded and it is financed by Reverend.
Okay,
John
now
Young
that
Moon.
That very well could, you know, I don't know, I don't know who paid for the CNP. Sun Myung Moon, he's a cultist leader.
He's a pagan.
He's a whack job.
Yeah.
Now, he was actually on the steps of the Capitol, and 40 of our congressmen kind of knighted him God.
Yeah, that's a good point, because he's pumped money. Mike, you're right.
Yeah.
And he's pumped money into conservative Republican politicians, and he owned the Washington Times for many years. He might still own it, as far as I know.
Yeah. And
I've done a lot of research on this, and as far as I have concluded with all the research I've done, and it's been many days on this topic, he is the founder, he is the financier of the CNC.
Well, that very well, hey, Mike.
Leaders. Go ahead.
Mike, now that could be. Now, I think the CNP was started originally by Tim LaHaye way back. That's the Ronald Reagan days.
Yeah.
Way back in the Ronald Reagan days. And so I don't know, but it is possible because the Washington Times is like, it's a key organ for conservative Christian Republican thought.
Indeed.
Right? The Washington Times. So it certainly is possible that Sun Myung Moon might have poured money into Tim LaHaye's Council on National Policy.
Can I ask Mike a
question?
That's
possible. And Alan Keyes despises the vast majority of what the CNP does and is. So, but was he involved? Virtually every Christian. I went. I was involved. I was, you know, invitation only.
Can I ask Mike a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mike.
You may.
What's your motivation in trying to link Alan Keyes with Sun Myung Moon, just so we can cut to the chase?
Okay, cutting to the chase, my motivation has nothing to do with Dr. Keyes at all. My motivation is to try to find out why there are many, and you guys are you know, a pusher of Dr. Keyes, so I wanted to ask you if you knew about it, because most people don't even know what it is. But there's no motivation to smear Dr. Keyes at all. I like a lot of what he stands for. But my question is, why is there so many Christian leaders that are united, in my opinion, in all my research, with Reverend Sun Myung Moon?
Okay, because of his money. Because of his money.
Pretty simple.
It's not because they think that he's the Messiah or they agree with him. It's because of his money.
Well, if Anton LaVey called your drive today and offered to put you over the top, would you accept his money?
I would take
Anton
his money.
LaVey, yes.
He wrote the Satanic Bible.
Sure, I'd take his money.
Yeah, I would take his money, but I wouldn't promote his agenda.
No, I'd condemn him.
I would take the money of the wicked.
Well, let me ask you this, Mike.
The Bible teaches about using the money of the wicked, but, and so does not Sun Myung Moon. What's that Chinese general from 3,000 years
Sun
ago?
Sun Tzu
in The Art of War.
Yeah.
They talk about when you use your enemy's resources,
it's wise.
It's 5 to 10 times the value of using your own.
That's right.
But anyway, Mike, last comment or question. Go ahead.
No. You guys did fine. My hat's off to you guys for at least knowing it. Obviously, you know about it because you went to it, but most of Christianity doesn't even know anything about it.
Yeah, well, thanks
and
a lot, Mike.
There's got to be questions raised. That's all I'm doing is raising questions.
And they're good questions.
Leaders.
They're good questions. No. Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate your call. And, you know, he's right. When our congressman knighted Sun Myung Moon.
I remember that was pretty bizarre.
It was bizarre.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was just.
Now, I have a question, Bob.
It was freakish.
Let me ask you this. Now, Sonia,
$100 just came in from Watkins, Colorado.
So we're at 25,000.
Put us over 25,000.
$34.
Wow.
All right, way to go, Watkins, Colorado.
Thank you so much.
Sun Myung Moon is a pagan, right?
Yeah.
He's a pagan. But
The Moonies.
Yeah, I've met a number of pagans, heathens, and various type of derelicts who know in their heart and even confess with their lips that killing unborn babies is wicked and evil.
Yeah, some pagans know that.
Sure, I've met pagans.
Some atheists
too. So if Sun Myung Moon decided to throw his money behind promoting the idea that every human being has all the rights of personhood from the beginning of their biological development, I would have to say on that issue,
well,
I would invite Sun Myung Moon to the party.
When an evil person does something good or right, you point it out and you thank them. Like, remember Jesus said the Samaritan was the one who tried to save the life of the man who was the victim of the thugs, the criminals.
And didn't he say the Samaritans who don't even know God?
Right.
Yeah.
The Samaritans didn't even know who God was, Jesus said. And that's why his parable, the Good Samaritan, whereas the religious leaders couldn't care less, they said, you know, there have been criminals for throughout all of history. So here's just another victim of a crime. We don't care. We're on our way to a Bible study.
Right.
But the Samaritan, Jesus said, is the one who loved his neighbor.
Wow.
So, yeah, sometimes when people who don't know God are willing to help a child who's been kidnapped.
Or like the Mormons
with
Proposition 8 out in California. The Mormons threw a lot of money into the Proposition 8 campaign.
That's true. And the Mormons are worshiping a false god.
But on the idea of homo marriage, I mean,
yeah, Well, they were right.
They were right. So you...
Yeah.
You know, so many of us, so many
people... Of course,
people...
if they introduced homosexual polygamy, they might have to rethink that one. But right as it is right now, they're against homosexual marriage.
They're against it, at least.
All right. So, Doug, what else is in the news?
All right. Well, we're just over $25,000. Does somebody want to put us over 26? The number to call, 1-800-836-9278. You'd only have to donate $966.
Do you know which state is given the most to keep us on the internet?
I would guess that it's
Colorado. Let me tell you, it's not Colorado, but Colorado's way up there.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's at 1,000.
Pretty good, Oklahoma.
Texas, 2,500.
Wow.
That's not – Maryland's at 1,000.
Maryland's
right?
at 1,000.
And that's to keep us on the internet. Wow. And these are people all over the country. California's almost at 1,000.
Wow.
And we heard that they might be going over 1,000 soon. California.
Oh, really? California.
Colorado
yeah, go ahead.
Is at 4,750.
Okay, well that so Colorado's number one so far.
Thank you, Colorado. But Colorado's in number two. The state of Indiana has given $10,500.
Indiana,
$10,500. Wow. And there are other states that have really given a lot, and a few states that are at zero.
Now, who's still at zero? Who's slacking out there?
Well, Arkansas. Alaska. Georgia. Iowa. We were on in Iowa for a while.
Yeah.
Illinois, Maine. Were we ever on in Maine? We were on. Bob and Your Live was on in Maine. See, it's been a long time ago. Massachusetts, we were on there. Mississippi. New Jersey's at zero. New York is at zero.
New York and New Jersey.
The whole Northeast.
They've gone to hell in a
New England.
Yeah, forget about
it. And Ohio's at zero. But so many other states. The South Dakota, $430.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, so, we should put that. We should put the states and the level. We should put that up on the site.
Really?
Up on KGov so people can see. And then when you see that your state's
it's
at zero,
idea.
You can call 1-800-836.
Idaho, $200.
9278. Idaho.
800-836-9278. Hawaii, $500.
Wow.
Isn't that exciting?
That's awesome.
Taiwan, $50.
$50 from Taiwan.
Taiwan. And that Camp Phoenix, what's that? That's a military.
That's parts unknown. We don't, that's, could be Iraq, could be Afghanistan, could be Iran, for all we know.
$25 from Camp Phoenix.
That's great.
Could be Iran.
It could be.
In Florida, $400.
I hope it is in Iran.
Yeah.
All right. Now, speaking of Iran,
yeah.
I've got an update here from Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Wait, is there a ham in there somewhere?
A couple of them.
Okay.
Where is it here? Okay, now he's once again, he's denied the Holocaust. He's questioned whether or not it's a fact. Now, that's not big
it
news,
said,
right? It's
getting so old.
But he says that he has a warning that Iran...
He must be reading Jimmy Carter, but go ahead. Go ahead.
He says that his country will cut the hand of anyone who dares attack his nation.
That's a funny expression he uses.
Yeah, cut the hand.
Remember yesterday on the show, Doug, I mentioned that Muslim cleric who has the patch, one eye, and a hook for a hand?
Yeah, I remember the visual, but I couldn't associate a name.
I think cut the hand. I Googled Muslim cleric patch and hook. Muslim cleric patch and hook.
What'd you come up
he
with?
He pops right up. Abu Hamza al-Masri.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Hamza al-Masri.
Yeah, and it's so weird. This guy, he's got one eye and a hook, and he says, America gets hurt because America is evil. And I'm thinking, you've got one eye and a hook. You're saying bad things happen to people to punish them. You've got one eye and a hook.
What have you been doing?
What are you talking about? Talking about? So anyway, so there's another ham.
All right.
It is funny, Doug. Hamas.
Hamas.
Remember Sheikh Khalid Sheikh Mohammed?
Mohammed.
You remember him?
I remember him.
And there are, I'm looking at Hambali. Remember Southeast Asia? Hambali.
Right, right.
And remember John Alvin Mohammed, the sniper on the East
Coast? Yeah. He's been scheduled to be executed at some point in your lifetime,
that's
possibly.
That's great. The Palestinian Liberation Front's Mohammed Abbas, also known as Abu Abbas.
Uh-huh.
There are so many terrorists. I've got the list right here in front of me.
I've got a craving for a BLT now.
Remember... BLT.
Maybe a ham and Swiss.
It's all ham, pork, swine.
Everywhere.
It's all ham. And it's funny with, you know, Noah had his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Oh.
And Shem is the father of the Semites. And it's, you know, it's a short history of the world, and it's a small world.
Wow.
After all.
So it's not just an ironic thing because of ham and pork
and
all that.
Yeah, and I think it's, yeah.
It possibly goes all the way back.
It's a cultural. It's not just linguistic, but it's like a cultural remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Hamas, it's just, it's, and there's so many, I can't read them all.
Well, I mean, the Semitic people, isn't it commonly understood that the term Semite goes back to Shem?
Oh, yeah, that's commonly.
I mean, that's common in the Hebrew.
That's known. And so I'm saying these are people who are either ethnically or linguistically or culturally remembering Ham, the father of Canaan, and the Canaanites.
Who were, they were the bad guys, generally speaking. Yeah. They were pagans.
Yeah.
They hated God. And they warred against Israel for centuries.
They hated Israel. That's what motivated them. And to this day, what motivates them is not Allah.
It's not Allah.
Allah Akbar. It's a hatred of Jews and a hatred of Christians. That's what motivated Muhammad and the jihadists.
And so it all, everything old is new again, so to speak.
Yeah. If they killed off every last Jew and Christian, then the Shia and the Sunnis would just work to see
they
if
would
they could kill off one another.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, Bob, Jimmy Carter says that the key to peace in the Middle East, the key is that Israel must stop building Palestinian settlements. That wasn't Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. That was Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, and that's the subject of his new book.
That's Carter, the key, he said.
The key. So that if you go back before there were occupied territories, the Mideast must have been nirvana, utopia.
All the Arabs loved the Jews back then.
Back in, what do you got to go? Just back to the 1960s.
Yeah, 1965 or so. Yeah.
So all the trouble started then.
I believe so.
I mean, that is just...
At least in Jimmy Carter's
so
economy.
Juvenile and so manipulative, such propaganda.
Well, we'll hold them to the truth, Bob. Thank you.
The banquet, Saturday,
6:00. 303-753-9394.
In the BEL Telethon, we're over 25,000.
Yeah.
Thank you all. Please help. And Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school.